council wanted some information about a mass communication system, also known as reverse 911. And I'm here tonight to discuss a little bit about that technology and try to answer any questions that you may have. A mass communication system is one which allows, instead of a 911 system, which allows citizens to call in, obviously to a 911 center, a reverse 911 or mass communication system allows us to be able to contact citizens for different events. And these can be a wide variety of events that are used in communities across the United States, and it's really up to the individual communities. But a couple of ways that these are used are, say, for a police department, say you had a missing child, or a prisoner loose in a neighborhood or something like that, you could notify the residents in that area about those events. You could also use it to announce community meetings. If there's some type of a man-made disaster that happens, a natural disaster, a road closing, weather alerts depending on the system, a hazmat emergency, a zoning notice, a road construction project, pretty much anything you can think of, you can be kind of creative in this and use it. The price of the systems are varied. There's a lot of companies that provide this service, and it depends on the type of service that we get. Some use the telephone numbers that are public telephone numbers. The listed telephone numbers, they use that, and so unlisted numbers or cell phones and things like that are not there, but the companies offer usually a website through the city's website to capture numbers from folks who might be interested in opting into the service. They also, some of the systems provide a flat fee, some per use fee. And of course, you don't necessarily know how many minutes you're going to use, so you have to be careful when you purchase this, because if you get one, say, with low minutes, and then you pay a certain fee afterwards, then depending on how much you use it, it may kind of get kind of pricey. The systems are varied depending on, like I said, options that you have, and probably from about $15,000 to probably $75,000 in that price range, depending on what you're looking for. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Chief Adrian?
Yes, it's always bothered me that we don't have a siren to give any kind of warning before tornadoes. Have any studies been done to show that this is effective in letting citizens know about tornadoes?
Well, in doing some research about that, there's a couple of companies that will do the weather type alerts with the system, but they recommend that you only do that for people who opt into it. Because for instance, if there was a tornado warning at 3 o'clock in the morning and you wake everybody up with a phone call and nothing happens, and a lot of people could be irate or upset about that. So it's most of the systems that do provide that service actually say you should have people opt in for it, so they select to receive that. But there are systems that do that.
Tom, just one question. Do most of these have an ability for people, I know, folks that don't have a regular, what I call landline, or if they have their cell phone is their home phone, and opt in on the website?
Yes.
Or like VoIP, because I know some folks, when they call 911 on VoIP, it doesn't give, they don't get the enhanced service. They just
yes.
It. So, but the only other way, they can just opt in.
Yes.
Any? I'm just wondering, you know, if this, you know, is this a need to have or nice to have because of the budget situation we're looking at? I would just think that this might be something that we might take another look at the end of the year. As far as the siren is concerned, Chief, is there such a thing as a siren, you know, that we could put in the city? I think we had one. Didn't we have one at one time here from the county? And I don't know what happened to it, but I thought we did have it at one time. But is there a possibility that we could put in, I think what Adrian brought up was a good point, that, you know, the tornado, that's something very imminent that, you know, people, we may be able to warn people with. Is there a company that does that siren thing? Can we do that through the fire department or anything else? Is there any other avenues?
DeKalb County does not have a siren system in it. So we certainly could look at something like that. I don't really know that much about a siren system, so we'd have to do some investigation and research on it. But my understanding, they're pretty pricey. as far as the sirens go, and then you got to make sure you have enough of them to cover a particular area, and then how they're set off, the protocol for that. But we certainly could look into that. As far as requesting this, you know, this could be the pleasure of the council, what you guys want. You know, maybe something that could be looked at during the budget process to budget for next year. We'd probably have time to get, you know, harder numbers, given a little bit of time for that.
Sure. Absolutely. And one of the reasons I brought this forward was from that last mayor's meeting in DeKalb County, and this just came up in conversation with a number of the mayors, Floyd and Decatur and Stone Mountain Mayor, and as we started chatting, most of them were using something, and the conversation lended itself to appeals and hearings, and they, you know, said it's really gone over well for identifications, not just in catastrophic instances,
right,
but just for what's happening. So I wanted just to get some preliminary information. Denny, I think you're certainly dead on as far as our budget right now. And I'll continue to do research with Mayor Floyd and some of the others just to get, I'm a little bit surprised that there's no buying consortium of cities out there, but to see what you pay, but just to get some more litmus tests on kind of what's getting, what's being paid and some of the other behind-the-scenes data. John?
My Neighborhood Watch Association has a system called Calling Post, where when a house has a horrific crime that happened or something that happens in the neighborhood that we want to spread the news, we call one phone number, we leave a one-minute message or whatever time we need, and 800 phone calls are made within a 20-minute time period. Again, we pre-register. We have everybody's phone number, so it's a concise little neighborhood all going out at once. There's really no cost unless we use it, at least the system that I have. So it might be a nice thing to have an opt-in for the whole city, or if you can, break it down into communities and little neighborhoods so that if something were to happen. But the system that we have has no cost unless it's used. And then if it is, it's only used for emergencies. It's not for garage sales down the street.
Right.
It's spam. If you remember your political phone calls, they never go over well. Only use them if you have to. But when you have to, it's a great tool because 800 phone calls are made in less than 20 minutes, and everybody gets the same message. Something to look into, something to explore.
Yeah, I think the Calling Post is strictly an opt-in kind of thing. They offer a public safety one through Calling Post. It's called Message 911, so it's just another, I guess, a vendor they partnered with.
Yeah.
And that's one that's, I think the opt-in kind of thing, if for instance, if you're looking for a missing child in this neighborhood and you only have two people that's opted in that neighborhood, then you have the problem with the fact that you're not reaching the people that you need to be reaching.
Exactly.
So that's
one
reason why you want to probably have the public telephone number.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. And the website, you know, an emergency like the children or anything, would the website help at all? Is this something we could put on our website if we have a title, emergencies?
Probably not, because the number of people that might be looking at our website at any given moment, and it being the people in the particular area that we're looking at, would probably slim.
All right. Thank you for that report.
Welcome.
All right. Discussion of W Convention Visitor Bureau.
Thank you, Brian.
And that's what I'm asking.